MLive's Angela Whitrock joins Current State every Monday morning to talk business and the economy and baseball, maybe, as it turns out. I've just learned you're a sports fiend, so we may have time to talk about that if there's time.
I will not argue that.
A lot's been written about Michigan's and Lansing's rebounding housing sector and across the country as well. And you're taking an interesting angle to this and some reporting that you're doing right now. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm working on a story that will hopefully run this week about the most expensive homes in Ingham County. And I was fascinated when I found that the most expensive home on the market right now is actually in Hazlitt, and it's for sale for $3 million. And it's a palatial estate. It's very high-end. It's something you would see probably 10 years ago on Cribs on MTV. It's a very, it's just a totally tricked-out home. And it's fascinating to me that there were so many homes on the market, none in Lansing proper, but in the suburbs of Lansing, for over $1 million. Typically, I think we don't think of this area as having a luxury market. We know that it's very upper middle class in some of the suburbs, but, million-dollar homes on the market is just fascinating.
Are valuations, I'm under the impression valuations are clearly moving in the upward direction, and they have been.
Well, and that's one of the things that we're looking at is, we know that housing sales in the state and locally are up. We know that realtors are making higher commissions than they had been because home sale prices are up. Of course, we haven't seen that rebound in terms of property taxes, but we do know that home sales are up. What I'm most curious about is whether it's also up now in the luxury market, whether some of these homes that are, on the very high end of the scale are starting to move, and if so, what that means in terms of, the local economic recovery and the real estate market.
My guess is those higher valued homes are probably the first to come back. Once the market gets, housing becomes more desirable, then you see a more dramatic rise in those properties. But
that's my guess too. We'll
shooting
find
from
out.
The
yeah.
hip, shooting from the hip here. Now, for months and months, though, the smart money's been on an eventual rise in interest rates. This has already been talked about for a couple of years here now. Are we getting closer to that point, and does that mean more short-term demand for housing?
I have a realtor on my running team, and she told me this weekend that interest rates are still low. They're at about 3.5% right now, which is, it's unheard of for them to have been this low for this long. And it is accelerating the timeline for a lot of buyers. But one thing that she mentioned is that it's also sort of lulling them into a bit of a false security in that they assume that this will just be this way forever and or that it might drop lower. And there's a lot of complicated factors that go into these interest rates, including what the Fed does, what they do with their own bond buybacks, et cetera. So how long those prices or those interest rates will last is still a matter of a lot of conjecture. But right now, the getting is definitely good. If you're in the market for a home, now is a great time.
I'll also point out that I tried connecting with Dart Container in Mason yesterday, and again early this morning. I saw a story yesterday indicating that Mayor Michael Bloomberg is proposing that New York City ban polystyrene cups. And curiosity got the better of me, and I started to wonder how Dart, the very successful container and cup manufacturer, could be impacted by a market that big simply banning one of their products. And I'm told that during our first segment, you heard back from somebody at Dart. What did they have to
say?
I
made contact with Frank Liesman. He's an attorney on staff with Dart. And he said that he thought the impact would be significant because it is the largest, New York City is the largest city in North America. They have a lot of end users and customers who they sell products to. And that also New York City is precedent setting. The things that they do tend to also influence what other cities do policy-wise. He said it's a big concern and that they feel there's actually a tremendous amount of misinformation around the issue. For example, one of the reasons they're thinking New York City is thinking of the ban is that, they say, well, you can't recycle it. Well, that's not true. You can recycle polystyrene. You can recycle it many places. And so what Dart is really focused on is shifting that conversation away from an out-and-out ban and more toward recycling, which they feel is a more proper solution to the problem.
And polystyrene is just that's their bread and butter, right? It's
right.
the foamy stuff,
right.
With the tiny little particles.
Right. And you think about something like Dunkin' Donuts. You know, you get your coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, and Dunkin' Donuts is huge on the East Coast. It comes in that polystyrene cup. Now, there are places where Dunkin' Donuts has shifted to a paper cup, but polystyrene keeps it hotter longer. So, you know, this is something that would impact a lot of businesses, you know, on the ground, like Dunkin' Donuts, and here in Michigan with Dart Container.
And with the baseball season 6 weeks or so off, it also crossed our minds to explore the economic impact of baseball. And I think the real clincher for me on this one was the Tigers are coming off a World Series appearance. It went pretty badly.
It did.
I mean, an awful lot of people got into it, you and me included. And how does it look for 2013, given the fact that the Tigers are coming off a championship appearance?
Well, I think one thing that we'll see will be more difficult availability for tickets. Typically, the weekend daytime games sell out fastest. So if you are in the market for a Sunday afternoon game, you should probably jump online and get your tickets now. Those are the most popular in my experience. I did find, trawling the internet last night, some interesting figures. The Anderson Economic Group estimated in 2008 that the economic impact of opening day alone in the city of Detroit was $4.54 million. That was 5 years ago. That was coming off an 07 season that wasn't that great. And now, you know, that was using average ticket prices that were lower, et cetera. And they also found that all season the impact was $117 million. So we can assume it's going to be larger this year.
Okay, a lot of excitement there. MLive's Angela Whitrock. Thank you, Angela.
Thanks, Mark.